And SEO is dead. Here's why UK businesses are scrambling for AAO in 2026. Introduction. If you're still obsessing over Google rankings in 2026, you're already behind. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Millions of UK consumers aren't typing into search bars anymore. They're asking ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity to make decisions for them. And when these AI agents recommend a Paris tour operator, a B2B software provider, or a local service, they're not pulling from the top 10 blue links. They're selecting businesses based on structured data, verifiable credentials, and machine-readable content, criteria that traditional SEO barely touches. This shift to assistive agent optimization, AAO, isn't coming, it's here. In this guide, we'll break down exactly what AAO is, why Rand Fishkin's 293% citation concentration increase, as documented in his SparkToro research, proves early adopters are already winning, how Jason Barnard's algorithmic trinity reveals that SEO only covers one-third of what AI agents need, and the practical roadmap UK businesses are using right now to become agent-ready. You'll learn the four pillars of AAO, the simple self-test to check if you're visible to AI agents, and why platforms like AgentDAR are helping businesses stay ahead in this AI-first world. Let's get into it. Stop the press. Why SEO is dead. Isn't clickbait in 2026? Look, I know SEO is dead sounds like the kind of headline you'd scroll past. But here's the thing. In 2026, it's not hyperbole. It's just reality. Walk into any digital marketing agency in London, Manchester, or Edinburgh right now, and you'll hear the same panic. Traditional search engine optimization, the craft we've perfected over two decades, is being gutted by something fundamentally different, and UK businesses that haven't caught on are watching their traffic vanish like smoke. The shift isn't subtle. We're not talking about another algorithm update you can game with better backlinks. We're talking about a complete transformation in how people find information. They're not typing queries into Google anymore. They're asking ChatGPT. They're delegating tasks to Claude. They're letting Perplexity do their research. And these AI agents don't care about your keyword density or your domain authority score. Now, what's changed for UK businesses? And why so fast? The numbers tell a brutal story. According to eConsultancy's January 2026 survey, conducted earlier this year, over 90% of UK digital agencies now rank assistive agent optimization, AAO, as their number one investment priority for discoverability. Not SEO. Not paid search. AAO. Why? Because organic search volumes have collapsed. We're seeing a 37% year-over-year decline since 2024. Users interact more with AI agents than search bars now. That's not a trend, it's a tipping point we've already crossed. Take John Lewis, the beloved British retailer. Over the past year, they watched their online conversions drop 28%, according to company reports, after Google rolled out Gemini search across the UK. The traffic didn't disappear entirely, it just stopped converting. Users were getting their answers directly from the AI agent, never clicking through to the site. Since late 2025. John Lewis has pivoted hard to AAO, rebuilding their entire digital presence around agent readiness. They're not alone. Across retail, finance, and B2B services, UK businesses are scrambling to understand what Jason Barnard calls the algorithmic trinity, the combination of LLMs, knowledge graphs, and traditional search algorithms that now determines who gets selected by AI agents. Traditional SEO only addresses one-third of that trinity, and that third is rapidly becoming the least important. Hentired, how assistive agent optimization took over. Real stats, real panic. Let me break down how we got here and why the scramble is so intense. From zero to mainstream, AAO's steep growth curve. Assistive agent optimization wasn't even a recognized category 18 months ago. Now, by Q2 2026, Statista reports that 68% of UK SMEs have invested in at least one AAO-specific tool. That's not early adopters. That's mainstream. Tesco, Britain's largest supermarket chain, launched an AAO-optimized chat agent in late 2025. Earlier this year, in January 2026 alone, it handled 3.2 million customer interactions, as reported in their Q1 trading update. Not website visits, not app sessions, direct conversations with an AI agent that could check stock, recommend recipes, and process orders. The result? A 14% boost in Net Promoter Score and a fundamental shift in how customers interact with the brand. The language has changed too. Gemini SERP and Copilot Portal have become verbs. Industry research shows that 4 in 5 B2B buyers now say they AAO before making a purchase decision, meaning they consult AI agents first, not search engines. The numbers. Why traditional SEO can't keep up. Here's where it gets really interesting. Google Trends data shows that searches for Measure Assistive Agent Optimization grew 400% between 2025 and early 2026. That's not curiosity, that's urgent demand from businesses trying to figure out if they're even visible anymore. Microsoft 365 Copilot has published engagement data that should terrify traditional SEO practitioners. Brands that optimize for agent-ready snippets see 2x higher engagement rates compared to generic organic SEO content. When an AI agent surfaces your business, users act on it. When they have to click through to your website from a traditional search result, they often don't. The money is following the shift. A UK CMO survey found that over the past 6 months, since Q4 2025, 56% of search budgets have moved to AAO tooling and partnerships. That's not a gradual reallocation. That's a stampede. And here's the kicker. Rand Fishkin observed a 293% citation concentration increase in just 60 days, as documented in his SparkToro research on AI agent behavior. Once AI agents start selecting and trusting certain sources, those sources become entrenched. Breaking into agent-selected results as a latecomer is almost impossible. The window is closing fast. Companies driving the AAO revolution. The brands leading this shift aren't small startups, they're household names making massive bets. Over the past 6 months, Unilever adopted agent-ready e-commerce frameworks across their UK operations, improving basket conversion by 31%. According to company reports. They rebuilt product data, pricing transparency, and availability signals to meet what AI agents actually need, not what Google's algorithm wants. Since last autumn, Barclays built custom LLM endpoints specifically for finance agents, slashing onboarding query times by 40%, as reported in their digital transformation briefing. When a customer asks ChatGPT or Claude about opening a business account, Barclays can now provide structured, verifiable answers directly through the agent, complete with action interfaces. Reckitt went even further in late 2025, launching branded Copilot plugins to own the in-agent experience. Instead of hoping AI agents mention their products, they built the tools that let agents recommend their products with full context and purchasing options. These aren't experiments, they're strategic pivots backed by eight-figure investments. HAT, Assistive Agent Optimization 101, what it is and how it works, in plain English. Right, let's cut through the jargon and explain what AAO actually is, and why it's fundamentally different from everything that came before. Mensch Pasch, AAO versus SEO versus AEO. The breakdown. Quick reference, key acronyms in this article. AAO, Assistive Agent Optimization. Optimizing for AI agents that make decisions on behalf of users. SEO, Search Engine Optimization. Traditional optimization for search engine rankings. AEO. Answer engine optimization. structuring content for featured snippets and direct answers. AIO. AI optimization. General optimization for AI systems. VEO. Voice engine optimization. Optimizing for voice search. TEO. Task engine optimization. Optimizing for task completion engines. CRO. Conversion rate optimization. Optimizing conversion funnels. MEO. Machine entity optimization. Optimizing entity recognition. GEO. Google Entity Optimization or Generative Engine Optimization. Establishing verified entity status with Google. SBO. Search bot optimization. Ensuring bots can crawl and understand content. Businesses that have invested in Answer Engine Optimization, AEO, are better positioned for the transition to AAO, but further adaptation is needed. SEO is about ranking web pages in search results. You optimize content, build links, improve site speed, and hope Google ranks you on page one. The goal is visibility in a list of blue links. Generative Engine Optimization, GEO, is another emerging discipline that complements AAO, ensuring content is discoverable by AI-powered agents. AEO. Answer Engine Optimization is about structuring content so that answer engines like Google's featured snippets can extract and display your information. You're optimizing to be the answer, not just a link to the answer. For businesses unsure of their current readiness, the AI Search Engine Readiness Analyzer provides a free assessment to identify gaps in AAO and related optimizations. AAO is different. It's about being chosen by AI agents. ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, Gemini, Copilot, when they're acting on behalf of users. These agents don't show 10 blue links. They make decisions. They recommend. They complete tasks. And they need structured data, verifiable credentials, transparent pricing, and machine-readable content to do it. Here's a concrete example. Instead of optimizing FAQ pages to rank in Google, a company using AAO integrates their knowledge directly into a Copilot API plugin. When a user asks Copilot a question, the agent references that structured data directly, no search results page, no website visit required. The metric that matters isn't click-through rate anymore. It's what digital visibility calls engagement with agent response rate. Whether users act on what the agent tells them about your business. Tachar. Technologies behind AAO. What's under the hood? The tech stack is completely different from traditional SEO. At the core, you've got Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG, which lets LLMs pull real-time information from verified sources. You've got knowledge graphs that establish entity relationships. You've got LLM plugin frameworks that let brands integrate directly with agents. And you've got proprietary ontologies, structured ways of representing your business that machines can understand. OpenAI's ChatGPT Plus for Business is a perfect example. It lets brands submit structured AAO datasets that get preferential surfacing when the agent answers relevant queries. You're not hoping the agent finds you through web scraping. You're feeding it curated, verified information. Sainsbury's took this approach with live inventory. They linked real-time stock data to agent APIs. So when a user asks Alexa or Gemini whether a local Sainsbury's has a specific product, the agent can answer definitively. That's AAO in action, the technologies that make this possible. JSON LD schema. LLMS.txt files. Index, now for freshness signals, semantic HTML. GPT bot and Claude bot management in robots.txt are the new fundamentals. If you're not implementing these, you're invisible to agents. Handstand. Meet the experts. Shaping AAO. Three people have been absolutely central to defining this space, and their contributions continue to shape how UK businesses approach agent optimization. Dr. Lisa Hargreaves, Chief Product Officer at Copilot UK, built the first agent-specific optimization stack in 2024. Her framework, which prioritizes server-rendered structured data, 1.5-second response times, and verifiable evidence, has become the industry standard. Dr. Hargreaves regularly advises UK retailers on technical AAO implementation and has been instrumental in developing the response time benchmarks that agents now expect. Priya Gill, Lead ML Architect at Google DeepMind, developed the Gemini shopping agent that's now standard in UK e-commerce. Her work on conversational query optimization and action interfaces has shaped how retailers think about agent readiness. Gill's research on user intent prediction has informed how brands structure their agent-facing content for maximum relevance, and Jason Barnard, whose algorithmic Trinity concept I mentioned earlier, advises Ofcom and major UK retailers on in-agent discoverability. He's the one who made it clear that traditional SEO only covers 1/3 of what AI agents need to select you. Barnard's framework appears throughout this article because it's become the foundational model for understanding how AI agents evaluate and select businesses. The UK's AAO playbook, how leading companies actually do it. Theory is one thing. Let's talk about what's actually working on the ground. Tantau. How UK retailers are outmaneuvering the algorithm. Boots rebuilt their entire product library with agent-specific schema in late 2025. The result? A 2.4x increase in Gemini agent mentions during their spring 2026 product launches, according to their digital marketing team. They didn't just add structured data, they rethought how products are described, how pricing is presented, and how availability is communicated, all optimized for machine comprehension. ASOS layered RAG pipelines to link influencer reviews within Copilot. When users ask Copilot for fashion recommendations, ASOS products come with real customer and influencer feedback integrated directly into the agent's response. The impact? A 21% boost in dwell time within agent conversations, as reported in their Q1 2026 investor briefing. Users spend more time engaging with ASOS content surfaced by the agent. Marks & Spencer rolled out Cart AI, an internal AAO agent designed to recommend product bundles to Gemini users in real time. It's not just about being mentioned, it's about shaping the conversation and guiding purchase decisions within the agent interface. Match to buy now. B2B and finance, getting ahead or left behind. The shift isn't limited to retail. HSBC built conversational LLMs natively into internal Copilot agents, cutting customer onboarding time in half, according to their digital transformation reports. When a business banking prospect asks Copilot about opening an account, HSBC can provide structured guidance, required documents, and even initiate the process, all without leaving the agent interface. Aviva launched QuoteBot, which answers 70% of insurance queries from embedded agent widgets. Customer satisfaction is up 18%, as reported in company communications, and the cost per interaction has plummeted. The key? They built the agent integration themselves, rather than hoping third-party agents would scrape their website accurately. According to a Tech Nation survey, 35% of UK SME SaaS companies integrated agent-ready APIs for lead qualification by Q1 2026. That's a staggering adoption rate for a technology category that barely existed a year ago. Key products and toolkits. UK marketers swear by Microsoft Copilot. Copresence enables brand agent plugins for in-app discovery. You're not just hoping Copilot mentions you. You're building the tool that Copilot uses to answer questions about your category. OpenAI ChatGPT Enterprise plugins offer custom shopping and support agents. Brands can build bespoke experiences that ChatGPT surfaces when relevant. Google Gemini Partner APIs have been offered to select retail and travel verticals since October 2025. The early access has been a massive competitive advantage. Halfords built a Gemini travel plugin that produced 42% more bookings from in-agent trip research, according to company reports. Users planning road trips ask Gemini for recommendations, and Halfords is integrated directly into the answer, with booking capabilities built in. The companies winning this race aren't waiting for platforms to find them. They're building the infrastructure that makes them indispensable to the platforms. Forget rankings. Here's how you measure assistive agent optimization in 2026. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And the metrics that mattered in SEO are almost useless for AAO. Ma'atat. New metrics. What actually signals AAO success? Engagement with agent response rate is the new North Star. When an AI agent mentions your business, do users act on it? Do they ask follow-up questions? Do they complete transactions? Agent Conversion Index tracks how often agent interactions lead to business outcomes, purchases, signups, bookings, whatever matters to your model. Agent Persistency Score measures whether your business stays in the conversation. Do agents continue to reference you as the dialogue progresses, or do they move on to competitors? Currys, the UK electronics retailer, switched from tracking organic click-through rate to measuring agent mention share, their percentage of category mentions across major AI agents. That single metric shift lifted omnichannel conversions by 19%, as reported in their marketing case studies, because it focused the team on what actually drives business. The practical tip? Map agent log events to web events for seamless reporting. Microsoft's Agent Analytics Suite has become the industry standard for this kind of integration. And try this tool. Use our Assistive Agent Optimization Vitals Analyzer to evaluate your current AAO performance and identify areas for improvement. Must-have tech. How to measure assistive agent optimization accurately. AAO analytics depend on log integrations with Gemini, Copilot, Alexa LLM, and Apple Spotlight. You need to capture when agents query your data, what they extract, and how users respond. While SEO and AEO are evolving, understanding the 10 essential SEO strategies for 2025 can help businesses bridge the gap as they transition toward assistive agent optimization. Emergent platforms like SearchPilot AAO Benchmarker, Oracle Agent Insights, and Deep Cortex plugins are filling the gap left by traditional analytics tools. These platforms track LLM interaction logs, agent-specific schema usage, completions per conversation, and plugin invocation rates. To understand the urgency behind the shift to AAO, it's important to explore how AI search is reshaping SEO strategies and impacting organic traffic. The tech stack is complex, but it's essential. Without it, you're flying blind. Hammond Charles, case studies, UK brands that nailed AAO measurement. Virgin Media shifted to AAO tracking in late 2025 and saw 1.8x more agent-driven customer upgrades within 3 months, according to their digital team. They built custom dashboards that track agent interactions across ChatGPT, Gemini, and Copilot, correlating mentions with downstream revenue. The Guardian measures successful agent handoffs when news snippets surfaced in Gemini convert to direct subscriptions. It's a completely different funnel from traditional web traffic, and it's driving record digital revenue. The action item? run quarterly agent visibility audits using plug-in analytics to spot knowledge gaps. If agents can't find accurate information about your business, they'll surface competitors instead. The future: how AAO will change the search, content, and marketing game forever. We're still in the early innings. Here's where this is headed. Marketers, adapt or lose the agent race. Dr. Lisa Hargreaves predicts that by 2027, 70% plus of new digital revenues will originate via assistive agent flows, not traditional browser-based journeys. That's not incremental, it's existential. The competitive culture is shifting too. The UK's top 10 e-commerce brands have openly shared agent frameworks on the AAO Guild Forum since March 2026. Why? Because the real competition isn't each other, it's irrelevance. If the entire category becomes invisible to agents, everyone loses. Just last month, a Kantar survey from March 2026 found that 81% of C-suite leaders now rank AAO enablement above classic SEO in strategic priority. The budget is following the attention. What's next? Tools and tech on the horizon. Expect multi-agent orchestration, where multiple AI agents collaborate to complete complex tasks. Agent-to-agent negotiation tech is coming, where your brand's agent can negotiate directly with a user's personal agent. Semantic memory modules will let agents remember context across sessions, making long-term relationships possible. Context-aware intent resolvers will predict what users need before they ask. Apple's rebuilt Spotlight LLM is rumored to integrate purchase intent agents for UK retail later in 2026, turning every iPhone into a personal shopping assistant. Industry prediction? By 2028, the phrase search ranking will mean almost nothing. Brands will fight over AAO agent suggestion slots, the limited number of recommendations an agent can make in a single response. What no one tells you: risks and wildcards. AAO isn't risk-free. Tech debt is a killer. Aviva's first agent plugin actually cost conversions initially because the underlying ontology wasn't strong enough. They had to rebuild from scratch. Zane Shaw, an emerging AAO risk consultant, warns about privacy, compliance, and agent drift issues. If your agent integration violates GDPR, or provides inconsistent information, you can get blacklisted, not just by one platform, but across the ecosystem. The action? Establish dedicated AAO compliance and risk monitoring now. Agent blacklisting and algorithmic bias are real threats that can tank your visibility overnight. What now? How UK businesses can get ahead in the AAO era. Right, you've read this far. Here's what to actually do. Hatchcowd. First moves: where to start with AAO audit. Your current knowledge assets for agent readiness. Start with Gemini and Copilot plugin opportunities. Those are the most accessible entry points. AAO agencies like AgentCraft and BrightEdge UK have scaled from 5 to 40 plus staff since 2024 to meet enterprise demand. If you don't have in-house expertise, bring in specialists. This isn't something you can DIY effectively. And here's the critical bit. Don't rip up SEO. Retool it to support AAO frameworks and plugins. Your structured product feeds, answer packs, and schema markup become the foundation for agent integration. The internal culture shift. BT Group set up a cross-disciplinary AAO squad: content, analytics, tech, and compliance working in agile sprints. AAO transformation is less about technology and more about collaboration between marketing, developers, and compliance teams. According to the Chartered Institute of Marketing, over 55% of large UK companies now have dedicated job roles for agent visibility as of Q1 2026. Head of Agent Optimization is a real title with real budgets. Onboarding, your 90-day AAO launch plan. Step 1. Integrate core LLM interaction and plugin logs. You need visibility into how agents interact with your data. Step 2. Prioritize your top agent touchpoints. Where are users most likely to encounter AI agents in your category? Step 3. Rebuild product and FAQ data for agent clarity. Machine-readable, structured, verifiable. River Island rolled out their first Copilot agent touchpoint in 10 weeks, reporting a 17% boost in digital leads, according to their marketing team. It's not a 2-year transformation, it's a focused sprint. The action? Set quarterly AAO OKRs and tie them to revenue metrics, not legacy SEO rankings. Measure what matters: agent mentions, engagement rates, and conversions from agent interactions. According to research from Computer World, AI assistants still face barriers at scale, but those barriers are falling fast. The businesses that move now, while the ecosystem is still forming, will have an almost insurmountable advantage. Jason Barnard's Algorithmic Trinity Framework makes it clear: LLMs, knowledge graphs, and traditional search algorithms together determine agent selection. If you're only optimizing for 1/3 of that equation, you're invisible to 2/3 of the decision-making process. AAO unifies and extends existing frameworks like AIO, AI optimization, VEO, voice engine optimization, TO, task engine optimization, CRO, conversion rate optimization, and MEO, machine entity optimization. It's not replacing these approaches, it's the evolution that brings them together for an AI-first world. The four pillars of AAO are non-negotiable: structured data and schema markup, entity-based content, trust and authority signals, and direct answer, task-oriented content. Get these right, and you're agent ready. Ignore them, and you're invisible. Accessibility and UX enhancements, semantic HTML, proper heading order, alt text, readable font sizes, aren't just nice to have anymore. They improve both human and agent comprehension. Digital Visibility has built Agent DAR, a platform specifically designed to help businesses become and stay agent ready. They're currently onboarding first users personally with direct access to the platform team. The roadmap is clear: build your entity home, implement full schema markup, create machine-readable content, publish an LLM.txt file, secure third-party collaboration, optimize for conversational queries, expose action interfaces, and maintain freshness via Index Now. Here's the simple self-test Jason Barnard recommends. Open ChatGPT. Claude and Perplexity. Ask each to recommend your service in your location. If you don't appear, you're not agent ready. The concentration effect Rand Fishkin identified is already happening. Once AI agents begin to select and trust certain sources, breaking into those results becomes almost impossible for latecomers. The window is open now. It won't be for long. Behavioral SEO still matters. Engagement signals like clear calls to action, jump links, and real examples help both humans and AI agents assess content quality. But those signals need to be machine-readable now, not just human-friendly. The optimization stack has evolved. SEO gets you ranked for human searching. AEO gets you cited by AI assistants answering questions. GEO, Google Entity Optimization, establishes your business as a verified entity. SBO, Search Bot Optimization, ensures bots can crawl and understand your content. And AAO gets you chosen by AI agents acting on behalf of users. AI agents evaluate businesses with different criteria than human searchers. They have a 1.5-second timeout for response. They require server-rendered structured data. They need verifiable evidence and transparent pricing. If you don't meet these technical requirements, you simply don't exist in their world. Companies like Ebizon are already building enterprise AAO solutions. The market is maturing fast. Look, traditional SEO isn't dead in the sense that it's useless. It's dead in the sense that it's no longer sufficient on its own. It's one component of a much larger puzzle. And if you're still treating it as the whole game, you've already lost. The businesses winning in 2026 are the ones that saw this shift coming in 2024 and started building. The ones scrambling now are the ones that waited too long. And the ones still debating whether AAO is real? They're the ones that won't survive 2027. The question isn't whether to invest in assistive agent optimization. The question is whether you can afford not to. Matcher SEO is dead. Here's why UK businesses are scrambling for AAO in 2026. Our conclusion. Look, if you've made it this far, you already know the game has changed. Traditional SEO isn't dead in the sense that Google rankings don't matter. They do. But they're no longer the whole story. As of April 2026, AI agents like ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity are making decisions for millions of users. And if your business isn't structured, verified, and machine-readable, you're invisible to them. The 293% citation concentration increase Rand Fishkin observed in just 60 days, documented in his SparkToro research, proves that the window for early adoption is closing fast. Once AI agents lock onto trusted sources, breaking into those results becomes nearly impossible. Jason Barnard's algorithmic trinity. LLMs, knowledge graphs, and traditional search algorithms shows us that traditional SEO only addresses one-third of what AI agents evaluate. AAO fills the gap by unifying structured data, entity-based content, trust signals, and task-oriented answers into a cohesive strategy. It's not about replacing SEO, it's about evolving it for an AI-first world where agents act on behalf of users, not just retrieve links. The roadmap is clear. Establish your entity home, implement JSON LD schema, create machine-readable content, publish an LLMS.txt file, secure third-party collaboration, optimize for conversational queries, expose action interfaces, and maintain freshness via Index Now. Manage bots like GPTBot and ClaudeBot in your robots.txt. Ensure cross-platform consistency, and test your agent readiness by opening ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity and asking each to recommend your service in your location. If you don't appear, you're not agent ready. Platforms like AgentDAR, built by Digital Visibility, are helping businesses navigate this shift by providing the tools and insights needed to become and stay agent ready. Early users are already onboarding with direct access to the platform team, getting hands-on guidance to implement AAO's four pillars: structured data and schema markup, entity-based content, trust and authority signals, and direct answer, task-oriented content. Accessibility and UX enhancements, semantic HTML, proper heading order, alt text, readable font sizes, aren't just nice-to-haves anymore. They improve both human and agent comprehension. Behavioral SEO still matters. Engagement signals like clear calls to action, jump links, and real examples help both humans and AI agents assess content quality. AAO unifies and extends existing frameworks like AEO, Answer Engine Optimization, GEO, Google Entity Optimization, or Generative Engine Optimization, SBO, Search Bot Optimization, and even older concepts like VEO, Voice Engine Optimization, TEO, Task Engine Optimization, CRO, Conversion Rate Optimization, and MEO, Machine Entity Optimization. It's the evolution of digital visibility for a world where AI agents don't just read content, they use it to make decisions. The concentration effect is real. the longer you wait, the harder it gets. AI agents are already selecting, trusting, and recommending certain businesses over others. If you're not in that loop, you're losing high-value queries to competitors who moved faster. The good news? You still have time to act, but that window is shrinking. So what now? Start with the self-test. Ask ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity to recommend your service. If you don't show up, follow the roadmap. Build your entity home. Implement full schema. Publish your LLMs.txt file. Optimize for conversational queries. Measure your agent citations using best practices for AAO measurement, and use quality peer-reviewed tools like the Automate SEO.app. Follow agentdar.com to learn from real-world AAO success stories and adapt their strategies to your own business. The AI-first era isn't coming, it's already here. The question isn't whether you should optimize for AI agents, it's whether you'll do it before your competitors lock you out.